And welcome to our show, Geeks Right Podcast, where we're talking about video games, TVs, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Anthony.
That's me. Hi. We also have Ted.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, and Anna?
Yeah, that's me.
And we have a newcomer here.
I'm not a newcomer. I'm an oldcomer.
You haven't showed up for like 2 months.
I know. My life fell apart.
That's Joey.
Hello again.
It didn't fall apart. You were just ridiculously busy for 2 months.
That's what I mean by fell apart.
Oh, advanced degrees.
And me, Bill, because I didn't introduce myself first time.
Oh, shoot.
And our host, Bill.
Another host.
Bill.
Sup.
Say hi.
Sup.
Okay, fine.
So, this is Geeks for Wires, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. You can contact us at geeksforwired@gmail.com or give us a phone call, 801-896-4335. That spells geek for you guys who are paying attention out there. You can always check us out on the Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/geeksforwired, and you can sign up for an awesome, amazing Give Us Money every month.
Which gets you podcasts early.
You get stuff. Podcasts early.
And chat maybe on Discord.
Maybe we'll do a video with you. Or no.
We could.
A live video of us doing podcasting, and you can watch us and be like, oh, God, they're all fatter than I thought.
If you pay us, we'll do podcast things.
Day.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Continue doing podcast things.
If you give us enough money, we'll tell you that you're great, like Dave. Dave is great.
Yeah, that Dave guy.
Or you can be greater than Dave and get the greater tier. Or you can be the greatest. There's only one greatest.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be?
I can tell you who it's not. Dave.
Not yet.
Dave's pretty great, though.
They could be. One day.
One day. Soon.
One Dave.
So.
What's up?
Let's start with this new show on Netflix.
That's not that.
That's why, okay, it's not that new. That's why it's not so spoiler week.
That's newish.
Newish. It's spoiler week.
It's spoilery, but it's been out for a while, therefore it's less spoilery.
You should have watched it.
But the show
Love, Death, and Robots.
So if you haven't watched it, go watch it, come back.
Yes.
Listen to this.
It only takes like
3 hours.
3 hours. 3 to 4 hours to watch them all.
Also,
3 hours.
Make sure the kids aren't watching with you because it is not safe for the children.
Like, the first episode is definitely not. The second one is pretty good, actually.
Second one's
not gruesome at all.
The gratuitous nudity, lots of blood, realistic-looking stuff, plus Topher from that 70s show and Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim.
So, what I was going to say, though, was
Brain.
That something I noticed, and I didn't notice this until I liked the TV show time, but at the very beginning of each episode, it starts off with the three like squares, and then it cycles through them to make it show like kind of give you a hint of what the episode's going to be about.
Emojis, like what the
kind of emoji-esque ones, yeah. Mm-hmm. The first one I noticed that on was the one where they get stuck in the time loop. The first one is a snake eating its tail, like a picture of that.
That's an Arboros.
Is it?
Uh-huh. That's what it's called. An Arboros. I don't know that I'm pronouncing it correctly, but that's what it is.
There's an entire
a whole subreddit. Just
yeah,
about.
There's the time loop one. That one.
Hello. Yeah.
A whole subreddit just dedicated
it's
to
a kitty.
It.
There's so many cats in this.
Yes.
Like between cats and dismembered hands, that's what they like.
And vampires.
There wasn't that many vampires.
There was like 4 episodes of vampires.
Hmm.
So, okay, I guess that's the other thing. So, do you guys think they have any relationship between each other?
Nope.
I don't personally think so. Like, I know you told me that, but I don't see how. Some of them maybe, but it's stretching.
Nope.
I don't see that they're all tied in, but there's definitely certain things out of them that I think that they are tied together.
The fridge one was amazing.
That one is one of my favorites, too. And that's the one that I was telling Bill about, so then he made his lady friend watch it, and she didn't like it as much as she liked the other ones.
So I ranked them.
Off of TV Showtime?
Yes. That helped a lot.
Let me see what, how my ratings compare.
That one was not my favorite. Sure. Actually, that one was, I think that one may have been my least favorite.
I think one of my favorite ones was... Oh, what did I say it was? I really liked the...
Yogurt.
The yogurt one was interesting. But the one I really liked, I think, was the steampunky one, where it was taking place in Hong Kong. That one was really interesting to me.
Do you know the title of the one that you're talking about?
Nope, but I'm going to find it.
Yeah, let me just pull it back up.
I just got to go to the show, found the show.
We're all...
Good hunting.
...going to TV Showtime.
Or Reddit.
And looking up the stuff.
Apparently didn't mark those as watched. That's weird.
Is it just called TV Time?
TV Showtime?
Well, there's also, I think they made changes to TV Time.
Is it an app?
Yes.
Yeah, and a website.
But if you have the app, then that's how you can track what shows you've watched. Or if you fall asleep in the middle of a show, and then you need to know where you marked it off at last.
It's actually really, really good for the modern age of Netflix and Hulu and all that, especially if you don't have, you know, you just don't watch things when they're live. Like, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it. And did I watch that show? So, okay, I go with it. I can see a relationship between them, but it's like early Black Mirror or early, you know, Outer Limits or something, where it's they don't seem very related, but they're and even like Heavy Metal, it doesn't seem related, but you can easily tie these things together.
So, I have a question, slightly unrelated. The CG on this.
Which one?
Just on specifically Aqua Rift, Beyond the Aqua Rift. There were a lot of times where I could not decide. Like, I knew it was CG, but at first I did not know that.
Is that the Russian one?
No, that's the one.
That's
where
the one where they get stuck out in space.
They jump through space. They end up doing the jump.
And there was a routing error.
Yeah, it overshoots them by a couple million light years.
I see.
And it's... Yeah. That one is very not safe for work, too. But it's just like the CG on it's just amazing. Like there's some points where I can definitely tell it's CG, but other times it's real hard. It even made me think that the refrigerator one, it took me a long time to figure out that was real. It was real actors.
That wasn't CG.
Yeah. Like a lot of it was, but I mean like the two main actors in it were real people.
Right.
But it took me a long time to try to find that out. Alternate Histories was kind of a fun one. Kind of weird. Like, the art was kind of weird, but...
That one was interesting. And also, each of these episodes vary from, like, minutes to a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them are based off of stories or books.
Yeah, so I noticed that.
So...
Aqua Rift is based off... Or the Beyond the Aqua Rift is based off of a...
A short story.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's more to that story because some people are like, well, it felt like it was kind of rushed or something like this. Apparently the story that it is based off of explains a lot of little details mm-hmm. that are skimmed over. And if you pay attention to the episode, you see what's coming up at the very end.
That's kind of like Event Horizon. That movie.
Oh my goodness.
If you watched it, you just kind of watched it. It wasn't too bad, but like they kept having like really flashes of like super ultra gore that you had to like pause it to see.
Yeah,
what was
so
going on with it.
Tangent on that movie, I didn't know it was that kind of movie when I watched it because I don't like those kind of movies. I hate them.
That must have.
And I was invested at that point.
Oh,
but my goodness.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, it never, like, went full-on gore for too long.
No, but just, like, it just threw me for a loop. Like, it was normal for a little while.
And then it'd be like,
and then I got kind of thinking in my head, like, this is that kind of movie, isn't it? And then it happened.
That's the one with the guy that, like, got stuck in the wall of the ship or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was kind of gory.
So, back to Love, Death, and Robots. Helping Hand really bothered me.
Where she rips her own arm off and throws it to like get back to the
to propel her like
to ship.
She at first takes off the glove and then just has her arm just slowly freeze, which you can kind of come back from, but she misses by like a foot. And so then she just decides to tear off her arm and throw it because what else are you going to do?
Well, honestly, once it's frozen that much.
Yeah, at that point, honestly, there was no going back for her. But
in reality, once she took it off and it froze, it was probably gone anyways because circulation.
Depends on how fast she got back to it.
Do you remember House, the TV show?
Yeah.
Remember how his leg was pretty much worthless to him?
Yeah.
That's what would have happened to her. She wouldn't be able
probably
to use it because all circulation, it just, if you tourniquet something like that, and basically it's what she did by tourniqueting it and then freezing it, mm-hmm. she basically guaranteed that thing would have to be cut off. So her ripping it off was just the painful, though I don't think she would have felt as much pain. And
no,
I think it would have snapped easier because it would have been so cold.
I don't know
she
that
just
it
like
freezes
slapped
that
it against,
fast.
Yeah, it freezes that fast.
I've never been in space, so I can't
from,
say.
Okay, from everything that I've read about, it you will freeze. That's why if you are in space, you exhale because the oxygen in your lungs will create
will
condense. It also make the water vapor in your lungs actually freeze up and be more painful that way.
Basically, well, it'll be more painful, and it will actually, you know, rupture the air sacs in your lungs.
My favorite part is that if you're in a spacesuit like that and then you throw up, there's a non-trivial chance of you just suffocating on your own, drowning in your own vomit.
Yeah.
If you're you don't even need a pool. It'll just, like, stick to you.
If you're in a lower gravity or zero gravity area, too.
Well, it's because you're in a suit and you can't open up the suit to let it out. And it just sits around in
your
mask.
Your face either, right. So that's great.
It's pretty gross. So if we categorize them between cute ones and adult ones, the three robots was my favorite cute one.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then I think my favorite adult one was probably the very last one, I think it was, with
the
Russians.
The Secret War?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. That one was cool.
I don't know. I'm torn between that one, Shapeshifters.
Shapeshifter was also cool. That one, I had a hard time figuring out if it was real or not, too.
Oh, with the, werewolf.
Sometimes.
And the first one, Sony's Edge.
Yeah, that one was a good one to start off with. The weirdest one, I think, in my opinion, was Zima Blue.
That's actually one of my favorites.
I didn't say it wasn't good. I did enjoy it. It was just like, out of all the art styles, it was the one that was the most different.
So I liked the idea, because I've been reading a lot of books about simplifying and minimalism and all that.
Which is what he was doing.
Totally what he was doing. He was just like, go back to a simpler state of life.
I think where Joey hasn't seen any of them.
Oh, I'm fine. You guys can
spoil. No,
but
here's the thing. So my prediction is that I think you would really like the Zima Blue episode.
I'll have to take a look at it.
So it's this artist paints these big murals, and at a certain point,
look at that.
He starts putting this blue dot in his artwork, and the blue dot just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and like some of his art is like epically huge.
Ooh.
So, but it all has to do with this little girl tinkering with her cool pool cleaning robot, and just making it better incrementally and whatnot. And I feel like that would touch a nerve in your interests.
Yeah, I did like the art style a lot. It was just way different and kind of jarring at first.
I don't like the sharp edges and stuff like that it had. I just don't like that style that much.
Looking at those, it kind of reminds me of like the Samurai Jack type.
Yeah,
kind of
like
art
that
style.
And I'm not. I mean, it has its place, and I just personally don't like the aesthetic as much.
So I was wrong about the Beyond the Aquila Rift.
Aquila.
Yeah, that too. It's not a short story. It's a thick novel.
Is it called that?
That's it. Yeah.
Wait, does that say 700 or 7,000?
Where are you?
Right here. I think it says 700. At first I thought it said 7,000.
765.
Also, that's not that big. That's Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter.
Hey, look, Zima Blue.
Is that Is that also from the same collection one? Of stories, or is it like a?
This is the story. I can if you. You guys talk about. I will get the what they all are from.
Okay.
This is where you guys talk.
Are we supposed to talk? I thought we'd just sit here and watch you browse the web because that makes for good podcasting, boy.
It does.
Yeah.
Not.
Welcome to Geeks Are Wired, where we watch our host here. Bill browse the web.
What did you guys think about the one for alternate histories? And it was. Basically Adolf Hitler and the different ways that it could have turned out.
If he died or died at different points.
I personally enjoyed that episode.
Hey, you could have actually knocked it out. It was like 1 minute long.
Yeah, it was good. It was solid.
It was like six.
Was it really that long? Short.
I think it was really that long.
He gets hit by comets. He like dies by having too much humpy hump time.
That's a rough death.
He gets rescued by a future cyborg Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
There was some time war going on. And anyways, it ends with him violating the one time traveling rule where you don't touch your doppelganger.
Yeah, he hugged himself. Which, anybody who's seen Infinity Wars, I mean, Endgame, never mind.
You ready for the books? I found it fairly quickly.
Okay.
All right, the first one, Sony's Edge, is from Sony's Edge, from Second Chance at Eden. Three Robots is the three robots experience objects left behind from the era of humans for the first time, from Robots vs. Fairies. The third episode of The Witness is
apparently
original.
An original script,
Couldn't find it.
Maybe.
Couldn't find anything else related to. The fourth
Maybe.
One, Suits, is from Suits, from Snafu. Future Warfare?
Which one's Suits?
Suits was...
It's the farmers
are
in those robot
that really
suits
good.
That go
I like
fighting.
That
I didn't expect the on the zoom out.
Yeah.
Mech Warrior Farmers?
Yeah.
Kind basically,
cool.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
They try to save their farm
funny.
From these
We've been
like,
telling you to watch
monsters
this, but,
or
but you're so busy like enhancing yourself that you just don't watch stuff.
It's okay. At some
point, which means you would really relate to these.
At some point, I'll have some downtime and I'll watch these between I don't know whatever.
You'll
whenever
enhance
you,
yourself
also
so much.
When you finish Game of Thrones as well.
Yeah, sometimes I'm done. Maybe
we
I'll just take a week off.
Put a TV in your basement or in your garage.
I think I've got like an extra week of vacation that my girlfriend doesn't have, so I'll just use that to watch like all the shows.
A staycation.
Yeah.
Dude, we can now talk about all the stuff that we haven't.
Yeah, I'll just yeah. stay home, eat junk food, and watch TV.
Anna and I might be getting HBO Go so we can watch Game of Thrones here pretty soon because we have
Whoa.
Missed every single episode at this point.
Dang.
There's still three more.
Yeah. We were thinking
Sorry,
about,
four, two more?
We were thinking about waiting
two
until...
More.
We were thinking about waiting until like we could just do it with one like little subscription and not have to pay like a couple months worth.
No, oh, you man. Could now.
Just wait
there's
until,
only two more.
Wait until the last episode and then just watch the entire season on that Sunday.
Well, there's only 2.5 weeks left.
Literally, you can't go to Stack Overflow without seeing spoilers in the questions. On the Hot Topic Network questions.
Just stay off of that Stack Overflow.
No, there's a little thing on the right that has like Hot Network questions.
Oh, that's
and
rough.
it's got movies there, and it's like, why did Aria do this? And when right before she was killed, why did so and so do this? Lucky for me, I'm not good with names, so
you're like, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. I'm so excited that I know this person dies, but I don't know who they are.
I was incorrect. It wasn't a whole book. It is a story within that book.
Well, it's Game of Thrones, so I mean, everybody dies.
Everyone loses when they battle for the throne.
that'd be quite the ending. Just literally everybody dies.
Yep.
They're like, there's no winners here.
Yeah, that's what it is. There's no winners in the Game of Thrones.
That's the end of War Games. Interesting game. The only way to play win is to not play.
Mm-hmm.
Sweden.
So Good Will Hunting. Comes from Good Will Hunting.
Well, the Sucker of Souls is from Chris Sucker of Souls, which is Snafu, Survival of the Fittest.
Was that the Dracula one?
Yes.
Okay.
When Yogurt Took Over is
from When
Yogurt
Took
Over.
Man, these are very original.
I know, they just took the exact same names from these either short stories.
Makes it easier, though. I mean, that's nice that you can like go and read the original source and not have to...
The Dump was a weird one.
I liked the dump where there was like a dump monster that, yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was the first time where they showed the male genitalia, wasn't it?
No. Dracula's balls got shot.
Oh, I didn't notice that part.
Okay, guys.
And he actually says in Latin, ow, my, or no, I thought it was smaller or I thought it was bigger or something like that.
Yeah.
From a third person point of view who has not experienced any of this show, it sounds like you're all just pulling my leg. Like, you're like, oh yeah, that's the one where Mecha Farmer Hitler gets his balls shot off. And I'm like,
So this is what, rated TVMA, right?
It's rated TV Netflix. They can do whatever they want.
I'm going to have to check this out because so far, it sounds like I'm incredulous. Like,
so
this is.
What you'll want to do is if your TV is visible at all from the curb, don't watch the first episode.
I'm going to keep those blinds
do it.
Open.
Open that. Yeah, show the neighbors.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Seriously. I didn't know that going into it, though.
Yeah, if they're looking in my windows, they're going to get an eyeful.
I when Anna leaves, I pop up the
all right.
The U-porn on my giant TV and open my blinds.
We're supposed to watch this naked, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they're looking in. Yeah.
You do whatever you want to do, man.
They got other problems.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next one?
They're pretty much all the same thing. So, yes.
A lot of more from the same book.
Below the.
Blue Zima, or Zima Blue.
And beyond the
Aquila. Aquila Rift.
Is from the same artist, which has been compilated into
author.
The best. Yeah, that's what I meant. That too. Author, artist. Okay. They're whatever.
All right.
It's all right. The best of Alistair Reynolds.
Gotcha. So it's just a bunch of short stories.
It is.
Yeah.
Cool.
But so it's a big book stuff.
So the Good Hunting one, I was confused. Was that. What one was that? Like, because the description here says the son of a spirit hunter forges a bond with a shape-shifting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
That one is the one that takes place in Hong Kong.
So she is a spirit because her mom was killed by this guy's father. Because spirits are supposedly bad things. But the spirit actually ended up being bonded with the person. And the person lied about the spirit being friendly to them and wanted it killed, so they had to go kill the spirit. The daughter spirit survived, but as technology evolved...
When it's transformed, it looks like a fox.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking that that might be it, and then I was thinking, like, no, that was another anime I watched.
I mean, it very well could have been.
Yeah, all of these.
So then it was like the future, and that's the steampunky one you were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that one was a really good one, too.
It all bleeds together, man.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you watch them all in such a short succession. Like, we watched them twice, and then Anna was watching them when I came home today, because she was like, we're going to talk about them on the podcast. We've got to be ready. but, yeah, like, they're so different that sometimes it's hard to remember that it was part of the same thing. Ugly Dave calls the garbage dump home.
Oh, the dump?
Yeah.
Dave is great.
But this is Ugly Dave.
So. Fish Night, I kind of was so-so.
Yeah, Fish Night was interesting.
It was an interesting idea. I liked where they went with it. It was kind of so-so.
Yeah.
Where the guy gets eaten by a shark.
Because he
in the desert.
Put himself into a spirit.
Yeah, he... Yeah. Moved into a spirit.
I'm telling you, they were just doing some really good drugs. That's it.
Lucky
it was
13?
70. It was like the 60s or 70s. So.
Lucky 13? Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yes.
I liked it.
That was.
Even though I said
really
it was great.
I really liked that one. Yeah, I really liked that one, actually.
I didn't say it was wow.
I really liked that one. And I like the, because I also, I am one of those people that like 13 is the idea of what you make out of it. So 13 is a lucky number. If no one else wants it, I'll take it. It works out for me.
What's the okay, so the Secret War is from something.
The Secret War is from, guess what? The Secret War.
Which is from Snafu Hunters,
yeah.
Which has been
Jeff
referenced
Brown.
A few times, I think.
Yes. Jeff Brown also did Sucker of Souls and Suits.
Good old Suits.
Mm-hmm.
So, The Witness, is that actually from a book or like a story?
No.
Or is that just kind of more of an original?
That was the one that was the original one. Apparently original script.
They have the...
That one's cool, too. That's the one that's like goes in a loop, right? The Ouroboros?
Yeah, the time loop.
So lady sees a guy killing her?
Well, she doesn't see that he killed her.
Microphone.
You're talking to it more.
I did.
You gotta be closer.
A lady sees the guy killing her, and then she runs away from him.
And then it's like a 10-minute chase scene.
It's all a chase scene, and then the end of it, you're like, damn!
Because she kills him, and then she looks up and
sees him seeing her killing him.
And then it just starts over.
Dang.
But the only thing is also, they may be in a loop while the rest of the world is not, because when she goes to work trying to find safety, her the person at the door goes, "You always have such the interesting reasons for being late to work."
Yeah.
Man, recursive functions are a problem.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good.
Did you notice that in the beginning of it, he was killing a girl who looked vaguely like her?
No, it was her.
I know.
Yeah, but, no, okay. I got that. I was like, you killed her. And I was like, is it her twin? What's going on?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on either. But then I kind of started thinking about it.
Well, she also kept on feeling it, kind of, and she almost saw it. It's like it was her, with her existence in two points at one time, it was almost like a quantum existence. So she could see and feel both locations.
Yeah, it did actually kind of indicate that. Because she kept having, like, flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least perceived flashbacks. It could have just been...
Yeah, and then as soon as she was dead, there was only one existence of her.
I think we all probably also liked when the yogurt took over.
Because it's narrated by the guy who did Brain from Peaky and the Brain.
Yes.
And he's talking about how, like, they genetically engineered yogurt to be intelligent, and then it just took over the Earth.
No, it specifically wanted
culture.
Ohio.
It brought culture to the Earth.
It brought culture.
It specifically wanted Ohio.
So it took over the Earth, and then, no, I get it. I remember.
Sorry.
And then, like, they ended up giving it Ohio, and so Ohio was, like, doing well, and everybody else was, like, living destitute because... The yogurt
deviated.
Was a good leader.
And then they took over the world.
And then it just left.
Well, no, it took over the world, and then it left after a while.
Yeah, no, it was really good, though. Yeah. And it was narrated by the Brain from Peaky and the Brain. Like, in that whole voice and the kind of attitude and everything. So.
Right, just the way you're describing it kind of reminds me of, like, that Futurama episode with the worms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen that one.
So, yeah, I,
Well, there's the rift.
Mm-hmm. Solid watch, definitely.
It sounds like it's a heck of a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's crazy. And that's the thing, like, it grabs you, and then, like, it kind of shakes you, and then you're like, oh, that's crazy. And then another one starts up, and you're like, oh, man, what's going to happen here? And it just keeps going. So,
this is why you were saying there's cats in lots of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I say there's vampires in lots of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The monsters had a very similar style between the episodes.
Ones had monsters?
Most of them?
Let's see, let's go back through these. Suits?
I think it's more like which ones didn't have monsters.
Suits, Soulsucker.
Which one was Suits?
Suits was the robot.
The robot farmers.
They were protecting they had the shield over their little farm, protecting it from...
They were robots. They were mech.
They were well, mechs,
mech
yeah.
Warriors.
So, Suits, Soulsuckers.
That's the two I thought you would bring up, yeah.
Yes.
I kind of want a John Deere mech suit now.
Well, the thing is, if there's anything wrong
Scroll
with it, you'll
bit.
Have to wait for the John Deere approved.
The Secret War.
Yeah, and pay an arm and leg for the new firmware.
Yeah, the Secret War did have it. Yeah, that's the Suits one.
Yeah, the mechs. History... Okay, so those three had it, and and Secret War talked about the origin of these creatures being brought in by dark magic during World War II from Russia.
Wasn't that World War One?
Maybe it was World War One then.
No, it was World War II.
Was it World War II?
The Russians brought it in because they were fighting the Nazis.
They were fighting Germany. It could have been they were fighting Germany in World War
I. No, but the styling and their weapons and everything, it was World War II.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Wait.
All right, scroll up so Joey can see the, that's the history one. That's the alternate histories. That's one way that Hitler died.
That's very adult.
Yeah. So, you have them being brought in by dark magic through the Russians. You have... Vladimir Dracula being one of the origins, and then you have them being on this planet because they have taken over so many things, or this moon or whatever it was. So they, and the fact that you also, and this is the other reason why I also like that they are, they can
the
easily be tied together.
The monster was a completely different monster.
No. Well, that's why I said these three monsters.
This is just a list of wallpapers.
Yeah, this is just.
I know, but I'm just saying that the garbage monster was a completely different
monster.
Yeah,
I'm just saying these three monsters.
The monsters from the mechs didn't really look the same as the other monsters.
I thought they looked like
the
ones from the
Starship Trooper monsters, and the ones from the Secret War seemed more like Buffy the Vampire Slayer monsters. I think they look distinct. But it might just be my memory playing tricks on me.
And also the fact that you have werewolves in it.
Werewolves was cool. I don't remember Dracula's balls getting shot off, so I need to watch it again.
Or him saying in Latin.
Which one was that?
Whatever.
Was that the first one?
That was the most interesting death scene I think I've ever seen.
The soul sucker.
The soul sucker one.
Sucker of Souls, episode 5.
The sucker of souls wasn't that kind of like Indiana Jones-ish. They were kind of in... Going through...
Sort of.
Like, they were going through Dracula's lair, and then they had some mediocre time.
Like so, I said, the most interesting
archaeologist
death.
Are they vampires, really?
That's what I was saying. It's like, what if you're... That's why they're semi...
Those were different monsters, too. Because they were more sentient.
Which
ones?
The
other monsters weren't... The soul sucker one.
Actually, I thought they all had very decent sentience.
I think it's funny.
Especially, well, and also Dracula would, because he is the head vampire, while the rest of them are his minions.
This death scene, though.
Yes.
It was interesting.
Which one?
It's the soul sucker one.
The
soul-sucker
one.
Just sliced him down
the
center.
When the Korean kid gets got.
Joey is like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about, and it sounds so crazy.
It still sounds insane.
The sea.
I'm going to have to really hunt it down. I recommend
just watch it.
So this
I burned through it fairly quickly, and I thought they had a very similar
This does remind
style.
Me of a Penny Arcade comic. The two characters, I can't think of their names right now, because it's been a while since I've read Penny Arcade, but... they're talking about a video game and the guns in a video game, and they're like, yeah, no, I prefer the one gun because it'll put the hole in a person the size of a basketball. But they're sitting in a park with their kids, like, playing or something like that. And there's this old lady, like, sitting there getting more and more horrified as they talk about, like, murdering people in video games. But they never say it's in a video game, right? They're just
so
talking about, like, murdering people in these, like, horrible ways and, like, the best gun to, like, kill people. And this old lady's just like, oh my gosh. It's kind of like this, I think. So
I'd say it's very similar.
Yeah.
I feel like an old lady right now.
Pretty sweet. You kind of look like an old lady, to be honest.
I think Netflix is at a point where it's just spraying money at anything that it like can have any chance on.
And that's okay.
Well, honestly,
so.
it's nothing different
out.
Than most other channels do.
Yeah.
This is just all, you have a lot in one giant thing.
Yeah, but I just hope they don't like do a History Channel where they're like, we found one thing that we like that seems to be working, so we'll just go with that.
Aliens.
The thing is like they've had really popular shows and they aren't just sticking with them. Like they'll kill shows off, they'll start new shows, and I think they're trying to stay diverse, and I think they're on board with that.
I think they also have a difficulty with licensing. As more and more places are like, well, you know what, we're going to do it ourselves. Like Disney's going to do that.
Yeah, they've been spinning up more and more of their own content. I think last year they spent like $20 billion on like homegrown content.
If they don't continue to do that, they're not going to survive. Because other places are going to do their own streaming and Netflix isn't going to have anything left to stream.
Actually, even Hollywood is still fighting tooth and hair to make sure things still go still go to theaters. Because Will Smith's kids, what? just continue with it. Will Smith's kids are going to be in new movies. They're set up, and they had to be locked into a contract that this movie, this movie will be released to theaters for X amount of time. And if they didn't agree to it, they were going to kick them out as actors.
So there was a little bit of hoopla about Netflix or about streaming only movies and like the Oscars, because mm-hmm. the Oscars was talking about not. Did we talk about this on the podcast?
No, but I just know about it.
So
I don't remember talking about
Steven Spielberg, I believe. I don't want to say for sure that it was Steven Spielberg, but he was trying to push real hard for the Oscars not to consider any movies that didn't have any theater time. And so one of the movies that Netflix had that they actually won their first Oscar for, I believe it was Oscars. I'm sorry if I'm butchering this. But anyways, that the only reason that it was like non-contentious or whatever is because it did spend a little bit of time in the theater. And it won an Oscar. It was like their first Oscar. I don't remember what it was.
So
I'll have to look it up.
But like even like the Attorney General or someone was like weighing in on this, and it may end up being like that big lawsuit about like what's the definition of a movie.
Well, the requirement that they have there is really dumb too. It's like it has to have X amount of showtime in a theater in that county in California. And so they could literally just have a building that just plays it on repeat, and they're like, okay, it's free or whatever. And then that movie's eligible.
Right, right. So, but I think they're going to end up not, the last thing that I heard about it was that they're going to end up not having that requirement. And then just anything feature length is considered a movie or something like that.
It was, I think, Roma.
Yeah, I think
it wasn't one that I'd seen.
I think they need to get rid of that requirement because it makes it more about like the format than the media, and that's not a good direction.
Well, I'm not a big fan of like award shows anyways, so.
Right, but the people who make the movies are like it's nice to be recognized for their work. Yeah,
for them. So I can see that for sure, but yeah, I just want to continue getting.
Maybe there's some similarity there.
So I'll mostly go because of the art style is why I saw more similarity between these than a lack. Because the one is the Dracula, the other one is the Secret War. And they do look like, the Secret War do look like a more hungry, less well-fed minion style, while Dracula looks more Dracula. Leader, head of the vampire race.
Yeah, but they also implied that they were much, much, much older because they were locked away in a, what was it, an Egyptian, right? An Egyptian tomb forever. It wasn't like they were...
But that's the thing.
It was like in the 40s.
Is Dracula really the beginning? Well, so they... But Dracula's old. Dracula's older than 40s.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. The other ones came from... Like a spirit realm, I guess.
A demon. Because
what it sounded like you were trying to say was that they were brought forth from the Russians, during World War II. But,
and the Dracula would be, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So maybe the origin is the,
So that's why I think that they're just, I just think they're disparate stories. And I'm fine. Either way, I don't care. One thing I will say. I was thinking about this after watching Endgame. I don't know that we've talked too much about it. We did talk a little bit about it.
We talked about
it
last week because it's fairly fresh.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything. But one thing, we watched it again on Monday, Anna and I did. It's a second time in the theater because we really, really enjoyed it. And I still cried and I laughed and, everything. That was great. But one thing that I really liked... about that is I have talked about the epic stories before, and this really puts a cap on this, like this really good epic story, and I kind of hope that they just kind of let it in there as far as like Avengers and not try to do any more of that. Like they could do other people in there and whatnot, but I really hope that they kind of take most of these characters and just kind of we'll put a pin on it and call it good. Because I think that was a good ending, and I don't think more needs to be said, honestly.
Unfortunately, there will be. These characters are going to be continued use. They did, do stuff and whatever, but
well, I should... because I know that there's another Spider-Man movie coming out here pretty soon, which looks really good, and I want to see it. But I don't know. I kind of would like to just see them finished. Like,
well,
like
I guarantee there's going to be more Guardians, right? I mean, everybody loves those, and the music tracks make them a ton of money.
I know,
just
if,
that.
If, well, if Disney okay. starts liking the director again.
Yeah, but so the thing is...
I think they're on board with him again, right?
They weren't last time I know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Did you not hear about that?
I thought they were back on board with him. Maybe they aren't.
I don't know. But I think the actors and stuff, it kind of split apart. I think... I don't know. I don't know. Last I heard about it was like a year ago, whatever. But I'm cool with them doing like individual movies and stuff like that, and maybe like having a shout out to one or the other. But I don't want to see another like.
How about a Black Widow movie?
I don't, and that's fine.
There's supposedly a Black Widow movie coming out.
No. That's fine. What I'm saying though is like we don't need. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wrong, but like this whole epic story thing was pretty awesome. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, James Gunn is back on for
Guardians
3.
March 15th.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, just happened, huh?
Yeah, they're back on board with him, though.
Like, almost 2 months ago, but yeah.
I think that would also make sense why they, you know, turned one of their rides into a Guardians ride at Disney.
Which is basically still just the Hollywood Tower of Terror, but, you know.
Hey, I mean, that thing is terrifying.
It's the Guardian Breakout.
Yeah, so whatever way they theme it, it's still scary.
And when you help them break out, at the very end, Star-Lord literally goes, should we really be thanking them? They really didn't do any of the work.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, the attractions just really just have to be geared towards whatever generation is their target at that point. And it's kids, right? And young people. And they don't care about the Hollywood
what are you talking
Tower
about?
Of Terror.
It's not mostly. Yeah, over in... So, this is in California Adventure, which is not called that anymore, but... Is it? Or did they only change the pier part?
They only changed the pier part.
Okay.
They have a Tower of Terror in both of them.
Was there too much pier
Tower
pressure?
Of Terror in...
No.
Oh, they converted one of them, but not both.
Tower of Terror.
It was good.
Thanks.
All right, Tower of Terror pier in Disneyland is
Phil,
now...
I'm talking over you.
Guardians.
I deserve that, dear
but they
listeners.
Left, they left the Disney World one alone.
Currently.
Okay.
Oh, I can tell you're a veteran. That hurts.
That's interesting.
I've been picking things up and putting them back down.
So strong.
I think you're going to bruise my arm.
That gym's been working for him.
I'm a software developer. I'm fragile.
You can come to the gym with me.
You want to go see Jim, Ted?
People end up getting pregnant. I'm not.
Well, pregnant or they can really slap people, so...
Yeah.
The choice is
violent,
yours.
Anna?
I don't want you to be violent.
I don't want that either.
Ted, blink twice if you need help.
That was three times. What does that mean?
He's unsure.
That means you just hit me.
Slapped. It was open hand.
It sounded like a hit.
That makes it okay. It was open hand, guys. It was open hand.
Actually, that was
don't
just my
call
finger.
The cops. It was open hand.
That was just my fingertips.
It's a hate relationship.
I hate getting hit. It still hurts. Stop touching it.
It happened really hard then.
Should we? Fun
times. Yeah, don't.
So, Detective Pikachu is coming out. Will have come out by the time
and we're going to stop talking about something else now.
It was already leaked online.
Yeah, yes. It was. It was on YouTube. We watched it. It was good.
It's already off. It's not.
Man, it's got a lot of heart.
It was leaked by Ryan Reynolds.
I don't expect it to do well, to be honest. Like, it had a good intro, but it just kind of went downhill after there.
I don't know, man. I think it'll be enjoyable. It's like a generational film, right? Like, this is one that you're going to like buy it and you're going to hand it down to the grandkids.
Are you going to put the link to the YouTube video of it leaked on the show notes?
Yeah, just be prepared for spoilers.
Yeah, definitely go watch it and see what you think, and then go to the theater and see it and
compare.
See what you think.
Well, I mean, if you just watch on YouTube, you can save some money. So
that's true.
Take your pick.
Yep.
It might be a good, heart rate. You know, raises your heart rate a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
And if you still play Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go! They have it. They're gonna have a Detective Pikachu crossover.
They already have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it started.
They have it.
You can take selfies with your companion Pokemon that you walk around, and every once in a while, a Detective Pikachu will photobomb you, and that means he's nearby. And
I didn't
you
know
can
that.
Catch him, and he'll have that little cute hat.
Ooh.
It seems to be the first selfie of the day. That's the one he photobombs. I don't know if he'll photobomb you again. My girlfriend's been playing it, and in the last 2 days, she's gotten Pikachus with the first photo.
You can
Anthony's
take selfies with your
right
companion?
Now.
Yeah, apparently.
As soon as he figures out how to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at that.
So figure out how to take a selfie, and you can have to take a Pikachu in your selfie. Solving the mysteries like a Detective Pikachu
so
does.
So I can't figure out how to...
In other Netflix news... They're planning on making a live-action Cowboy Bebop.
Yes, we talked about that while you were out.
Oh, man. Ted, Ted seems surprised by it. It must have been when he was out, too.
No, I heard. I just was going to say that I'm not at all excited about it because there are other live-action versions of anime have been disappointments.
Okay, but...
Death Note, Full Metal Alchemist.
Death Note was okay.
I thought Death Note was good for... It's live-action version.
But you got to think about it this way. So Cowboy Bebop is almost Firefly, right? Firefly was wonderful.
It made it almost an entire season.
Is Joss Whedon writing it?
I don't know.
Is he directing it? Does Joss Whedon have anything to do with it?
I don't know. But they have. It doesn't matter. They seem like they have a solid cast so far. And it's got Netflix money behind it. And I'm hoping that they're going for like a Firefly-esque type Cowboy Bebop feel. It might be wonderful.
But it's still probably being presented in just like one
length
film, right?
Oh, it's already on Netflix?
Right?
No, it's not already on Netflix. This is the holding spot.
Sorry, Anna.
So you can add to your list.
I think that's the problem with the Netflix live action is that they try to take an entire series... And tried to actually explain it within about 90 minutes. So it's very difficult to get everything.
That can
in.
Be a problem. Like, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
Well, but okay, so when they do it within 90 minutes, that's one thing. That's why I like when they do the series. Like, Sense8. It was a. Wachowskis need a long time to tell stories, and it made it good. Because look at. Like the Matrix, and
that's
like,
sensational.
I know.
Sensational. Sensational.
Yes.
Oh, that was funny. That was a good way to go, Ted. Oh, it says TV miniseries. So that means it's not going to be a movie. It's going to be a series.
Yes.
So that could be good. We'll see.
But hopefully it's not a... Because, okay, how would you feel? A one-for-one with the anime...
No, I wouldn't want that either.
Or a totally different story with a similar idea compared to the cartoon.
That would be okay if they do it okay. That's the thing. They got to do it okay. And, like, if you're going to try and follow the story, I don't know. I think if you try to condense it down...
Gotta catch a Smeagol.
It has John Cho, and he's going to be Spike. So
I know you mentioned that already.
Oh, man. Yeah, he...
What, is... He's, White Castle guy, right?
Yes.
One of the two.
Yeah, he's one of the two.
But he did, like, action stuff after that, right?
He's also...
I think he's been in quite a bit of stuff.
He's also did Selfie, which was a smarter than it was for people of, like, an old play, but modernized.
I don't.
I forget which one was.
Tell me.
All right, never mind.
I apologize.
Like continue that. On, sir. This is White Castle, Star Trek.
They're gonna have the director from the original, like as a consultant on that too. So maybe that'll help.
Maybe we'll see if they do. That says 10 episodes. Those all say 10 episodes. So that looks like there might be 10 episodes.
Hey, look, it was Flow.
Or maybe that was something else.
Oh, where they're
in
for 10
episodes?
This is that
show, right? It says 10 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, series produced by 10 episodes. Yeah, a lot of things say 10 episodes.
Yeah, so maybe there are going to be 10 episodes of it.
For the first season.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I loved Cowboy Bebop. I was a huge... I still, I mean, it was a good show. I really liked it. It's the reason that Anna and I want a corgi.
It is. Corgis are cute.
A lot of people.
And there's a guy at work called Eddie that I always call Radical Edward, and he just looks at me and he's like, bro, I don't know what you're saying, bro. But, you know.
Okay. I forgot an additional bro.
Bro. Yeah, he says bro
there
a lot.
There you go.
So the director also did Daredevil and Punisher.
The movie or the series?
The series, the Netflix series.
Didn't watch
it. The Witcher, when it finally decides to come out.
Didn't watch those.
It hasn't come out, so you haven't seen it yet.
Well, that, I mean.
It's another Netflix.
Didn't watch it.
It's what could be your favorite thing. Video game turned into, oh no, book turned into video game turned into a TV show.
Was the video game any good? I heard it was good.
A lot of people like it.
The Witcher's awesome.
I've heard the book is awesome.
Never gonna, I'll watch the show when Anna turns it on. Because Anna loves her some video game movies, don't you, Anna?
Admit it. It might break your rule because it is a book. It's a book first.
Video game movies are oftentimes terrible.
They're always horrible. There's
game. I have
maybe one exception.
There's a good game movie.
Donkey Kong, Fistful of Quarters.
Ooh. No, Clue. And I'm looking forward to the remake of Clue with Ryan Reynolds.
What about Tetris? Wasn't that supposed to come out?
It did, I thought.
I remember hearing about it. I never saw it at the theater that I can remember.
Does anybody know how to take a selfie in Pokemon Go? I can't figure it out.
I can show you after the podcast.
Do you really know how?
Hey, there's a picture mode.
There is, but you can't flip the camera around.
It's not really a selfie.
I don't. Maybe it didn't come out. No, there's Pac-Man and stuff like that. Or it's not Pac-Man.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a Tetris music. It says Untitled Tetris Sci-Fi Project.
Tetris
that's
99.
Right that. That's a game. So what that is 99 players play Tetris all at the same time.
I was like, I knew it was a game, but I was thinking maybe they did a movie of it too.
I think this is it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It hasn't come out. It was supposed to come, it was last updated in 2017.
In the year 3000XX, mankind has finally reached the ability to travel at light speed using block-like spaceships called tetroids. Deep in the universe lies the question to human existence. Could tetroids be the answer? No, because they get destroyed when you make a line.
Aww.
Sounds interesting.
No, it doesn't.
I'm intrigued.
Doesn't even sound monster truck interesting.
That's kind of horrifying. Like, all these ships are, like, warping into, like, their new home planet. And
they
then,
connect.
Like, the last one, the long one, warps in. And it's like, doo-doo, and then they just all pop.
They all disappear.
Hopefully everyone's off. And then you don't have any worry about cleanup.
Well, I guess the long ship, though, I mean, as soon as that warps in, those people, they're done.
No.
Unless he warps in properly,
unless
sideways.
Their ship disappears on them, and then they just, you know, hopefully the ship's not too long.
They're stuck in space, and if they want to get to the planet, they're going to have to rip off their own arm and throw it in front of them.
Would you say they're lost in space?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
They know where they are.
We probably should wrap things up, though.
All right.
Famous last words.
You missed the first time, and then the second time, you hit them both.
Go watch Detective Pikachu.
I can't figure out how to take a selfie in Pokemon Go still.
Pika selfie!
Oatmeal is chowder.
Pikachu.